Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have believed from the very beginning these are real grassroots uprisings all over the Middle East, North Africa. But when the globalists came out and bragged that they were behind El Baradei and others and are trying to take credit for it, clearly they knew that these rebellions were coming, so they triggered it to make sure their people got in. So I think everybody who's been looking at this from different perspectives has been right.
What I call the global insurrection is now occurring. So the people in Cairo and Egypt have common cause with the people in Athens and the people in Dublin, who have common cause now with anyone in the U.S.
Do you agree with my analysis here? Because I knew this a decade ago because I saw them bragging about it, but now they've come out in Wired Magazine, you name it, and admitted Google is NSA software for keyword. They just get you to search the database to put your own information on it, so they literally know what you're thinking and doing. And Google says 93 to 99% of the time, they know what you're going to do more than you even know, and they're able to predict the future.
And again, this also relates to what he said in terms of the Third World War. The common theme is that will be triggered in some way out of Israel and the Arab country.
And by the way, in 1878, he laid out World War I, who it would be between, World War II, and then finally World War III. They would then destroy all the world religions out of the war and say we must have this new global one world government religion. Now Chicago announces they want to put fake bird tweets out to make everyone be calm. The government wants to put lithium in the water to make us calm. I mean, we're living in the 21st century, and we are living under more and more mind control. I saw, got to be 13 years ago, a Baltimore Sun article where DARPA said, yes, we're testing towers that put out magnetic wavelengths that calm you and during emergencies and civil unrest. I mean, so this is all out in the open. They knew that there was rebellion against all their dictators forming. And so they're going to trigger it early to then bring their people back in. And that's basically what's happening.
This defense budget has to be slashed dramatically, too. We don't need 50 bases in Germany. We don't need, you know, a half dozen or more bases in Okinawa and South Korea and these other locations. We need to bring these bases back. We can't afford it.
We got to do what Ron Paul said. Just like when an individual goes bankrupt, we've got to write all this so-called debt that the bankers have had to sign onto globally, all these foreign bailouts, write it off in the foreign aid, pull our military out of Iraq and Afghanistan, and pull it all in. But the bankers just are telling us with austerity, cut all of our programs here so that even more money can go to them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.